And now, a repartee, histrionics, haute couture, and death in post-liberation Paris. The Saturday Play.
A Bullet at Balmain's, a Noel Coward murder mystery by Marcy Kahan. Starring Malcolm Sinclair as Noel Coward, Eleanor Bron as his devoted secretary Lorne Lorraine, Tam Williams as his devoted valet Cole Leslie, and Linda Marlowe as his devoted friend Jeanette Spanier, the directrice of the House of Balmain.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing.
No? Have you gone back to sleep?
I was resting my eyes.
A mysterious package from Paris.
Ah, splendid. Joyeux Chagrin, comédie gay en trois actes de Noel Coward. So dear André has finished it at last.
Joyeux Chagrin.
Sweet sorrow. Gary Essendine has become Max Allemand. Daphne Stillington is Cécile Dumanoir. Joanna is now Yolande, much sexier.
Shall we do the rest of the post now?
Anything urgent?
That depends on your point of view.
In that case, ma chère Lorny, je serai ravi si tu me laisses totalement en paix.
Bugger off.
Your French is improving, darling.
Lorne. Sorry to disturb.
Oh, come in, Cole.
It's nearly noon. Noel's been in bed all morning.
Oh, he's having a wonderful time. The French translation of Present Laughter has just arrived.
I've been trying to have a talk with him for weeks. He said we could do it this morning.
It's anything I can help you with.
It's about the meaning of life.
Oh, dear.
I mean, the meaning of my life. I need Noel's advice about what I should do.
You're not thinking of leaving us.
I don't want to leave. And I never used to mind preparing the meals and doing all the odd jobs.
You feel you need more of a challenge?
Whenever I try to talk to Noel about it, he always says the same thing.
We've survived the war, now we must fight the peace.
What exactly does he mean?
Oh, it's just his love of aphoristic paradox.
Call him, help!
The great white father arriveth.
Gary, book us 3 tickets on the Golden Arrow for next Monday. Lorne, a cable to André Roussin. Translation magnifique stop, shall play at Moi-même, Paris, Novembre stop, set ball rolling stop, your devoted Noel.
We're decamping to Paris.
Precisely. Oh. There's our dear little flat in the Place Vendôme sitting empty and bereft. My Paris friends, they always claim they're longing to see me. It's time I called their bluff.
You're planning to perform Present Laughter on stage? In French? In Paris?
Pourquoi pas? You know how I adore speaking Francais whenever I trouve the occasion. And you, Carl, with your famously fluent French, can help me with my lines.
Me? Of course. Certainement.
Now, what did you want to talk to me about?
Oh, it's nothing, really. I'd better book those tickets.
Lorne, please stop looking so injured.
You know how attached I am to my London routine.
Nonsense. You overcame your ironclad insularity and accompanied me to New York.
Kicking and protesting.
You loved every minute. And that was wartime. You can certainly tolerate a couple of impossibly glamorous months in peacetime Paris.
Just because Scotland Yard and the Secret Service haven't been calling lately is no reason to leave the country.
Nonsense. My detective and espionage talents are international.
Is this a cunning ploy to keep Cole from leaving us?
It's a cunning ploy to keep us all from going stale. To quote an adorable French admiral I met during the war, il faut changer les vêtements.
Meaning?
Farewell, Horlicks. Bonjour, steak tartare.
I dodged the same old taxicabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears.
Naturellement, le fait d'avoir tiré du plus profond sommet par une bande de gens hurlant comme des...
Comme des poutois,
are you sure?
Poutois, a polecat or a skunk.
Naturellement, le fait d'avoir tiré du plus profond sommet par une bande de gens hurlant comme des poutois vous laisse tout parfaitement indifférent.
Excellent.
No, it is not excellent. Those are my opening lines. I shall make my entrance to a round of polite applause, stumble over Poutois, and spend the rest of the act trying to recover.
The rest of the act's easier. The dialogue's like ping-pong after that.
Stop being unreasonable. Look at this script. It's longer than Hamlet. Et moi, I have peur, like anything. Oh, that bastard firm. Don't my friends realise I'm here to work? Where is Lorne?
I don't think she's back yet. She was doing Notre Dame, the Pantheon, and the Luxembourg Gardens.
This is insupportable. My faithful secretary is so indelibly British, she breaks out in hives if someone orders Zabaglione in Mayfair, arrives in Paris, and carries on like an American college girl with a Baedeker.
Allô? Is Yvonne dans 47, Pontois? Hello. How good to hear from you.
Who is it?
Less than a week. What about you? Oh, we're on the right bank. Yes, it's been terrific so far.
Cole, give me the telephone.
Sorry, it's for me. I'm afraid I can't talk now. 7:30. Cafe Floor. No, but I'll find it. Bye for now.
Sorry.
I didn't know you knew anyone in Paris.
I don't. That was Ransom Beauregard, an American. He's just arrived.
Go on.
He's from the Deep South, a marvellous character. I met him during the war. Well, rescued him, actually. He was stranded in a jeep in Suffolk. He crashed, not being used to driving on the left.
How very cinematic. Is he on holiday?
He's doing a 2-year course, French philosophy at the Sorbonne.
2 years of nothing but French philosophy?
It's paid for by the GI Bill.
I see, it's the good of his country. Now, where were we?
Une bande de gens hurlant.
Une bande de gens hurlant comme des putois. Cole, is that the time?
5 minutes slow, it's 12:45.
Mille tonnerres. I told Jeanette I'd meet her at Balmain's at 1.
What about your lines?
We'll resume promptly at 4. Phone Jeanette. Tell her I'm on my way. When Lorne gets back, tell her to meet me at Balmain's, 44 Rue François 1er.
Lorne? And a maison de haute couture?
Precisely. I'm hatching a new project. Whatever you do, don't let on.
Welcome to the house of Balmain, mon cher Monsieur Carrot.
Madame la directrice. You're looking fiendishly chic.
I haven't any choice. Every morning as I dash along the street to the office, the coiffeurs at the corner comes out and berates me about my messy hair. The mannequins at the cafe sneer at my dirty shoes.
Quite right, too.
I've learnt my lesson. It's easier in the long run to be impeccable.
My sentiments exactly.
Balmain has just left for New York. Very regretfully, I've told him all about you.
You must bring him to the opening.
How is the play?
Terrifying. We begin rehearsals next week. You know how I like to be word perfect.
Yes, that way you can mess around.
Not mess around. Improvise in a controlled and relaxed manner. Well, it ain't going to happen on this one.
Here we are, my office.
Jeanette, darling, this is not an office. This is a rather handsome Louise's desk parked squarely at the top of a staircase.
It's the only way I can do my job. I told Balmain when he hired me. How can you expect me to keep an eagle eye on the house if you lock me away behind an executive door?
But how can you concentrate with all the coming and going?
The coming and going is what I must concentrate on. Which vendeurs is accompanying which client? Which mannequin hasn't slept in weeks? Which delivery man is an hour late with an order?
That reminds me. I wish to buy a dress.
You've come to the right place, Mr. Coward. At Balmain's, we are very broad-minded.
This commission may prove your Waterloo. My darling secretary, Lorne Lorraine, has an excellent figure, perfect for couture, but a pronounced indifference to fashion.
No woman is ever truly indifferent to fashion.
Lorne is. She's diabolically content with green herringbone skirts and woolen cardigans.
What about sex?
Never go on.
Women choose expensive clothes for 3 reasons. To feel confident within themselves, to compete with other women, and to attract men.
Lorne is quietly confident, not in a tiresome way. She regards both women and men with affectionate bemusement. She's a dignified widow, a mother of 2, completely self-contained.
In that case, why do you think she needs a dress from the house of Balmain?
For the fun of it. I'm relying on you to back me up. Here comes Lorne.
Mesdames, messieurs, nous commençons maintenant. Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated.
All the dresses are numbered. You note down which ones appeal to you, then your vendeurs will bring them round to the fitting room.
That's awfully kind, Madame Spanier, but I don't think I'll be needing a vendeurs.
Do as you're told, Lorne.
You should be at home learning your lines.
I'm on my lunch break. Here come the mannequins. Now, pay attention.
Numéro 22, number 22. Le voyage. The voyage.
That's rather good.
Nonsense. That's your prison wardrobe in a nutshell. Utilitarian and boring.
Well, I love all the pockets.
I forbid you to wear pockets. The mannequin is rather graceful.
That's Beatrice, the daughter of a British duke.
Not Charlie Burningbrook's daughter.
How did you know?
The likeness is remarkable, sir. Nose, shoulders, red hair. Charlie was one of Gertie Lawrence's most ardent escorts. When his father died, he inherited everything. He married a horsewoman with an unattractive laugh and disappeared to Shropshire.
And produced that charming debutante.
Numero 36, number 36, Versailles.
Ah, that's more like it. Yards and yards of black tulle.
When would I wear it?
Opening nights, closing nights, cocktail parties. I want you to be a credit to me.
I don't have the temperament. I mean, look at the mannequin. She's positively melodramatic.
Oh, that's just Monique. She's always in a blazing temper about something.
All that scowling suits the dress. Just think, Lorne, you could tramp about the Savoy in high heels being rude to everybody.
Your idea of heaven?
Not far off.
Numero 44. Number 44, Minuit, Midnight.
Jeanette, who is that girl?
Zuzu, our newest mannequin.
Sensational.
She's only been with us a few weeks. The other girls are madly jealous of her. The boys in the quartier are mad about her full stop.
She'd be a wonderful understudy for Yolande.
Do you think she can act?
No idea, but she's ambitious. Zuzu is going places.
And she's wearing your dress, Lorne.
It's far too blue.
Provocatively blue, magnificently blue. You'll turn every head in the room.
I'd rather everyone's head remained where it was.
I've seen enough. Jeanette, you and I shall repair to La Belle Fefe on the corner for a soothing salad niçoise. You, Lorne, will spend the lunch hour in a fitting room getting better acquainted with dresses 36 and 44.
I've assigned you my own vendeuse, Harriet. She's a dreadful bully, but her eye is impeccable.
How very reassuring.
This is what I miss most during the war. The chance to pop across the channel at a moment's notice, sit at a cafe terrace, and watch Paris go by.
With Paul Emile, it's coffee. It took 5 years of deprivation to make him an addict.
How is the good doctor?
Oh, he has far too many patients. You know Paul Emile, he can't turn anyone away. Every morning I watch him striding into his consulting room, a huge smile on his face. It's as though those years on the run had never happened.
Are you working on the book?
I can't do it. Whenever I try, it doesn't sound like me at all. I go all flowery and metaphorical.
You're trying too hard. Pretend you're writing a letter to a friend. Dear Noel, you wanted to know exactly what we went through, Paul Emile and I, two intelligent people who happened to be Jewish in occupied France. This is what it was like.
I've told you. It was like waking up one morning into a familiar world. The streets, the shops, the cafes were all there. But all the rules had been changed. Suddenly it was hunting season and we were the rabbits.
Go on.
The BBC was our lifeline. The first thing the Germans did when they marched into a house was to examine the knobs of the radio. I used to get up 3 or 4 times in the night to check I had reset the dial to Vichy. But the oddest thing...
What?
I just remembered. The Milice, the French Gestapo, their reward for anyone who would give them a Jew was a new radio.
You must write this down, Jeanette.
Very well. I'll try again. Oh, let's talk about something cheerful. How's Graham?
He's appearing in a new review in London, singing rather brilliantly.
So you're still happy?
Alarmingly so. Graham is terrifically sweet. It's all far less hysterical than I'm used to.
You miss the hysteria?
There's always my life in the theatre.
Exactly. What a challenge you've set yourself, Noel, to perform on stage in French in Paris.
My French is fluent.
I know that, darling, but even so... Paris audiences.
You are being maddeningly cryptic.
Well, Paris audiences can be the tiniest bit hypercritical.
Hypocritical?
Hypercritical.
In what way hypercritical? I really can't bear it when my friends generalize.
Ah, voici l'homme. Dear, I hope Harriet wasn't beastly to her.
Madame Spanier, there's been a terrible accident.
Where?
Balmain's, one of the mannequins. She must have slipped on the main staircase. They found her slumped at the foot of the stairs.
Who was it?
Zuzu.
Have they called an ambulance?
It's on its way. They think she may have broken her neck.
Tu ne vois pas? Eh bien, je vais l'expliquer plus clairement. Écoute bien. Écoute bien.
Écoute bien. You're doing marvelously.
Écoute bien. Toutes les prières, toutes les menaces, tout l'or du monde, tout ces gouttes, but what's the line?
Toutes les puissances humaines et divines.
Toutes les puissances humaines et divines.
Hello?
I'm sorry, Cole. I can't concentrate.
You're thinking about that poor girl at Barman's.
She was one of the loveliest creatures I've ever seen. Couldn't have been more than 25.
Noel, Jeanette needs to speak to you urgently.
Oh. Jeanette. Slow down, darling. Are they sure? Who? Ah, yes, I remember. Jeanette, it is not your fault. Stay calm, darling. I'll be there as soon as I can. Zuzu's death was not accidental. The police claim she was shot before being pushed down the staircase.
But how? There must have been dozens of people there.
Lonnie, do you remember hearing anything unusual?
Well, it was surprisingly chaotic in the fitting rooms. Lots of shouting and exquisite clothes being scattered every which way.
The police have arrested one of the mannequins, Monique.
Did you meet her, Lonnie?
Yes. She looks like Tallulah Bankhead with a migraine.
So, Monique has the temperament to commit murder?
Everyone in my address book has the temperament to commit murder. That's it for this afternoon, Cole. I've no idea when I'll be home.
Noel, you mustn't allow yourself to become distracted by a murder investigation.
Definitely not. I haven't the time. And who knows, the police may be absolutely correct.
The police can't possibly be right. I've known Monique ever since I started at Bellman's.
When the young and stunning Zuzu arrived, when did you say? 3 weeks ago. How did Monique react?
She was beside herself with jealousy. Mind you, every mannequin in the house wanted to throttle Zuzu. In fashion, that is normal.
In theatre, that is normal as well.
I shouldn't have told the police what I overheard the other day.
Something incriminating?
I was at my desk. Monique and Zuzu emerged from the fitting rooms. Monique said to Zuzu, if you keep this up, you'll find yourself dead at the bottom of those stairs.
Oh, dear. Nothing vague about that.
The police claim that Monique managed to waylay Zuzu into a storeroom, shoot her in the back of the neck with a pistol, then fling her body down the stairs.
Did anyone hear the shot?
They say she used a silencer. Apparently that sounds like fut.
Did anyone hear a sound like fut?
Well, even if they did, they would have assumed it was one of the sewing machines.
A sewing machine does not go fut. A sewing machine goes digger, 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 digger.
Fut. They would have thought it was one of our nouveau riche American clients complaining about the prices.
I adore nouveau riche Americans, and so should you.
Monique, ma pauvre Monique.
Madame Spanier.
Monique, this is Monsieur Coward.
You a lawyer?
I'm afraid not, but I'm sure Madame Spanier can find you one.
I will not be needing one.
The police believe you murdered Zuzu.
What do you believe?
That you are innocent.
Why?
Because I know you, Monique. You have a terrible temper, but I believe that deep down you are not capable...
Oh, really, madame. We both lived through the war. We know better than most what people are capable of.
Granted, we are all capable of putting bullets through the necks of our rivals. We may happily fantasize about doing so, but the heart of the matter is whether, in fact, you have done so.
You talk like a lawyer.
Monsieur Coward is a famous playwright.
Why have you come here, madame?
To help you, of course.
Well, how bizarre! First you denounce me, and then you wish to help me.
I did not denounce you. The police asked me whether I'd ever...
I need no one's help. I know who murdered Zuzu.
Who?
Your favorite, madame. The aristocrat, the English rose.
Beatrice?
Charlie Bellingbrook's daughter.
Oh, don't worry, monsieur. She has probably fled the country by now. But when I have told the inspector what I know, the hunt will be on.
What do you know?
I know better than to trust you, madame. Oh, you, monsieur. Keep reading the papers. All will be explained.
From what you told me, this Monique sounds utterly repellent.
She's scared out of her wits, that's all.
Do you think she murdered Zuzu?
She had motive, means, and opportunity.
And she intends to accuse Beatrice Bullingbrook.
The police are bound to interview the Bullingbrook girl anyway. Let's hope she has a suitable alibi.
I'm sure the police will sort it out.
Perhaps. Life, in my experience, is seldom as neat as a facile detective story.
Noel.
I know. I must work. Sans divertissement, sans plaisir, sans amour.
Indeed.
Nothing like a bracing dose of self-pity before bedtime.
Entendu. More brandy.
Please. The midnight reveler returns.
Lorne. Noel. What happened at the police station?
Lorne has declared a moratorium on detective work until I've learned my lines. What happened on the left bank?
It was marvellous.
Ransom knows the most extraordinary people. French, American, Polish, they never stop talking.
What exactly do they say?
They argue a lot about the nature of reality.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, that sort of thing?
In essence, yes.
Brandy?
No, thanks. I've had rather a lot of Pernod.
If it's the Duchess of Windsor, tell her I've gone to bed.
Hello, Vendôme 4733. Yes, he's just here. Jeanette.
Darling. No, it's fine, we're all up. Are you sure? Perhaps she's staying with a friend. I see. Of course. 8 a.m., La Belle Fefe. Try to get some sleep, darling. Night-night.
New developments?
Beatrix Bolingbroke hasn't returned to her flat in the Rue de Courcelles. She sent an enigmatic message to Jeanette about an hour ago.
No, really, if there are enigmatic messages lying around, surely that is a matter for the police.
Jeanette doesn't want to show this note to the police. Not until she discusses it with me.
Did she give you any hint what it said?
That's enough. Noel opens in Joyeux Chagrin 3 weeks from today.
Meanwhile, an innocent girl has been murdered and another innocent girl is on the run.
You don't know that.
Come on, Lorne, where's your sense of mystery?
Confined to my bedside Agatha Christie. I bid you both bonsoir.
Lorne can be awfully set in her ways.
I know. She might at least try Simonon. Dear madame, I must go away for a while for the good of everyone. I will try to be in touch soon. Codename Ninotchka.
What do you think, Mom?
The handwriting is impressive.
That was the nuns. Beatrice isn't long out of the Sacred Heart.
How did she come to be modelling?
Balmain spotted her across a crowded salon in the Faubourg Saint-Germain. He rescued her from the dowagers and the ambassadors.
So Beatrice was Balmain's favourite until Zuzu arrived.
Yes, but if that bothered Beatrice, she never let on. She was having the time of her life. She loved everything. The clothes, the people, the pace.
Don't show this to the police, not yet. Let's hope she gets in touch.
What does she mean, codename Ninotchka?
Played by Garber, who wanted to be alone.
What am I going to tell Balmain? He left for New York confident that his fashion house was in my capable hands.
Better send him a cable. He may pick up a French paper and read about Zuzu.
Cable him what? Dear Pierre, three best mannequins gone, one murdered, one arrested, one disappeared. Warm regards, Jeanette.
You must devote your energies to finding new mannequins, equally beautiful, less volatile. And I must cram more lines into my increasingly middle-aged brain. Tu ne vois pas? Eh bien, je vais t'expliquer plus clairement. Écoute bien. Toutes les prières, toutes les menaces, tout l'or du monde, toutes les puissances humaines et divines ne parviendront pas à me faire aller en Amérique avec Marguerite Lesueur. Je ne pourrai même pas aller à Saint-Cloud avec Marguerite Lesueur.
Bravo.
Any errors?
Your word perfect.
Finally. Now, let's try the nom de Dieu speech. If I get that one right, I shall rush out to Fauchon's for a large pot of caviar. Where is Lorne?
Today was her day for the Louvre, the Sacre-Cœur, and the Vie en Rose.
La Vie en Rose?
It's this club where the men dance together. It was in the guidebook.
Ah, thank goodness. Whoever it was found something better to do.
Have you seen the messages since breakfast? Orson Welles rang at 9.
Where is he staying?
Oh, you've missed him. He was boarding a train to Vienna with Joe Cotton.
Damn.
The Duchess of Windsor rang twice.
Only twice. I'm losing my allure.
Your mother. She plans to be here for the opening.
Good.
And Graham. He's down with flu.
Then he mustn't come near me.
He knows that. He won't leave London until he's well.
Do I sound hoarse?
No more than usual.
My eyes look bloodshot this morning. Oh, tell them I've gone to Manitoba.
Allô? Monsieur Vendôme, 4733. Oui? Qui? Oui. Oui, je comprends. Pardon? La tour de fer. Oui, je comprends parfaitement.
Au revoir.
Well?
Somebody playing a joke.
La Duchesse de la Rochefoucauld, she's a dab-hand at fake telegrams.
Oh, this was a young girl, Ninotchka.
What did she say?
She asked you to meet her at the top of the Eiffel Tower in half an hour.
Excellent.
Where are you going?
Surely that's obvious. Ring Jeanette, tell her to expect a breakthrough.
Dance, 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 little lady. Youth is fleeting to the rhythm beating in your mind.
Grant granted, the view is spectacular, but I can think of more comfortable places for a confidential chat.
I've never been up here. It was the first place I thought of.
Why didn't you ring Madame Spanier?
I'm rather frightened of Madame Spanier. Not that she hasn't always been perfectly sweet.
But why contact me?
My friend. He was at La Belle Fefe this morning. I know that Madame showed you my note.
Did this friend follow me back to the Place Vendôme?
Yes. I couldn't believe it when he said that Madame had been breakfasting with Noel Coward. Father used to play your gramophone records. We'd act out the balcony scene from Private Lives.
How is your father?
Oh, he's very fat now. All he thinks about is grouse.
When I knew him, he was as lithe as you are. All he thought about was six.
Oh, my father? Incroyable.
You said in your note you must go away for the good of everyone.
Oh, for the good of Monique, really.
You know something about Monique and Zuzu?
I overheard something.
You needn't tell me unless you really want to.
I really want to. Do you know what a sugar daddy is?
The phrase strikes a dim gong in my memory.
Monique has a sugar daddy, Jean-Marc Delafosse. They say he's a dreadful black marketeer. He can get anyone anything. He pays the rent on Monique's flat. It overlooks the Parc Monceau.
How charming.
Oh, Jean-Marc is immensely charming. When I joined Bauman's, well, he made a play for me, but I rebuffed him. I knew that he was Monique's friend.
I assume that Mademoiselle Zuzu wasn't quite so scrupulous.
The day before she was murdered, I was getting changed in the back of the cabine. Zuzu and Monique came in. They didn't see me. Zuzu was taunting Monique. She said that Jean-Marc only continued to see Monique out of pity.
What did Monique say?
Oh, no, I better not.
I think I can guess.
Monique told Zuzu that if she didn't keep her hands off Jean-Marc, she would murder her.
Is that all?
Well, isn't that enough? Monique can be disagreeable, but she had a terrible time during the occupation. I can't denounce her.
What would you say if I told you that she intends to denounce you?
I don't understand.
Monique seems to think that she can exonerate herself by blaming you for Zuzu's murder.
Well, that's ridiculous. I haven't done anything.
You won't convince the police of that if you continue to hide yourself away.
Do you know what Monique intends to say about me?
No. Can you think of anything?
Well, of course not. I'd better go.
Where are you staying?
I can't tell you. Please, tell Madame Spanier. Ask her to forgive me.
How can we get in touch with you?
Ask for me at Chez Honey. It's a club in Montparnasse. Please don't follow me.
That's all she said. Ask Madame to forgive me.
It's an acceptable exit line.
A tad melodramatic.
Are you sure Beatrice said Montparnasse? That's not her scene at all.
Presumably it's her friend's scene. The one who shadowed me home from the cafe.
Friend is news to me. She was always going off to tea with elderly diplomats.
Indeed.
Indeed what?
Noel thinks Beatrice has been leading a secret life.
She's not a bad actress. I'm just an innocent debutante dripping with integrity and concern for my poor homicidal friend Monique.
Her story about Delafosse throwing over Monique for Zuzu sounds plausible.
Do you know Delafosse?
Everyone knows him. He's unspeakable. He made a fortune during the occupation supplying drugs to the Germans. As soon as the war ended, he denounced all his cronies and made certain they were killed before anyone could denounce him.
Surely somebody could come forward and expose him.
This is a city of people with dirty hands. Delafosse knows too much, and he's turned himself into Paris's finest philanthropist.
I think it's time we had another conversation with Monique.
Monique? Shouldn't we be trying to find Beatrice?
First, we must discover what Monique has been telling the police about Beatrice. What is that?
It's coal.
I know it's coal, but the coal I know does not have a trombone.
His American friend had a spare instrument. He's fallen in love with jazz.
How marvelous. I always sensed our domestic life was incomplete.
Come on, darling. The Préfecture de Police will cheer you up. Here she comes. Be charming.
I am always charming.
Bonjour, Monique.
Madame.
Monique, you remember Monsieur Coward.
I have nothing to say to you.
We have rather a lot to say to you.
Give me a cigarette.
Of course. As many as you like.
Monsieur Coward has spoken to Beatrice.
Oh, you are clever, monsieur. The police cannot find her.
Beatrice told me about you and Jean-Marc Delafosse.
That is of no importance.
According to Beatrice, Delafosse is your lover. He pays your rent.
And does that shock you, madame? Perhaps you think I should be content with my mankind's salary.
Is it true that Delafosse was leaving you for Zuzu?
Je m'en fous.
On the contrary, I believe you care very much. Monsieur Delafosse is a wealthy and powerful man. You wouldn't want to lose his patronage.
I survived the war, monsieur. The Germans beat me up. The brave men of the resistance shaved my head.
Beatrice told me you'd had a bad time. She claims to be very fond of you.
And you believed her. More fool you, monsieur.
Mr. Coward is a very busy man, Monique. If you have incriminating evidence against Beatrice, tell us what it is and we'll do our best to find her.
Well, perhaps I will. It's high time you heard about Beatrice's little game.
Her little game?
Ask her about her petite amie. Ask her what her precious Claude gets up to in his spare time.
Why don't you simply tell us?
Claude is a clever artist. He can reproduce anything he sees in minutes.
You believe that Beatrice's friend is a copyist?
Impossible.
Oh, that surprises you, doesn't it, madame? That your precious Beatrice would collude with the thief.
What proof do you have?
I overheard them. They were going up the main staircase. Zuzu told Beatrice that she knew what Claude was up to. And she was taunting her. He only goes with you because you give him access to Balmain's. And the next day, voila! Zuzu is dead at the bottom of those stairs.
It's not only a jazz club. There's an art gallery upstairs. Isn't it fantastic, Noel?
I am 48 years old and sane.
Come on. There's a corner table. Can you see Beatrice? I left a message at the doorkeeper that we'd be here at 10.
No sign of her.
Do you think she murdered Zuzu?
If Beatrice was involved in a copying scam and Zuzu threatened to expose her, she might have.
It's okay. The whiskey is sort of... So, if her boyfriend copied a few designs, he wasn't stealing the actual clothes.
The essence of haute couture lies in its uniqueness.
Murder is the classic existentialist choice, you know?
Indeed.
If we're all condemned to be free, we're all condemned to make choices. Murder, suicide, it's entirely up to us.
What is?
Whether and how we act.
Ah, merci. So, I act in order to entertain people who have paid good money to watch me act.
But in your everyday life, why do you act?
Necessity, self-expression, pleasure.
Ah, but how can you act from necessity if your actions, being based on nothingness, are by definition never necessary?
My actions are always based on somethingness.
How do you know that?
Because a little birdie told me so. There she is.
The redhead.
Yeah, she's seen us.
The gallery's quiet. Perhaps we could talk up there.
Of course. Behave yourself, Socrates.
I never know what to say about abstract art.
Ambiguous silence is usually the best defense.
That one over there. I mean, what is one supposed to think?
Surely your friend Claude has been educating you.
You know about Claude?
I imagine he'd go in for more figurative work. Painstaking reproductions.
Claude comes from a very good family. They disapprove of his wanting to be a painter. He needed money.
And you were able to grant him access to one of the top fashion houses in Paris.
Not me. Monique's friend, Delafosse.
The ubiquitous Delafosse.
You don't believe me.
You're young and very elegant. I would like to believe you.
Delafosse does favors for people. He offered Claude American dollars for his copies. Enough dollars to put himself through the École des Beaux-Arts. By the time I realized what Claude was up to, it was too late.
And Zuzu, with her unfortunate propensity for taunting people on staircases, she was threatening to expose you.
Look, I admit it. I hated Zuzu, but I didn't kill her.
You must go to the police. They won't release Monique until you do.
What about Claude?
Chances are his very good family will hire a very good barrister who will summon several very good medical witnesses to testify that the boy was suffering from neurological trauma.
You may be right. Claude's father is a surgeon. His uncle's a judge.
There you are, then. Noblesse oblige. Here, là.
Bonsoir. Good evening, Mademoiselle Beatrice.
I must go.
Beatrice, wait. Let me take you home.
I knew this was a mistake.
I'd advise you to let her go, monsieur.
Who are you?
Don't you know?
De La Fosse.
At your service, monsieur.
How long have you been up here?
Oh, I am a frequent visitor. I do not share your resistance to abstract art.
Excuse me, I must find the young lady.
À la prochaine, monsieur.
No! I'd like you to meet my friends. This is Ransom, and Jimmy and Stephanie.
How do you do, how do you do?
Come. Please excuse us. Come. Did you see Beatrice leave?
No, sorry, we've been solving the problems of the world.
The man in the black fedora who's heading toward the bar. Is he looking this way?
No, he's talking to the barman. What's happened now?
I'd finally managed to convince Beatrice to cooperate with the police when Mr. Fedora appeared. When she saw him, she fled.
Who is he?
Jean-Marc de la Fosse.
The sugar daddy!
Shh, not so loud. Zuzu was murdered by either Monique or Beatrice or both of them or neither of them. De la Fosse was involved, but I'm damned if I know how.
Shall we talk to him?
Why not?
Oh, he's heading out the back.
Come on. He may be waiting for us.
There he is. Oh. He's heading for the Boulevard du Montparnasse.
Excellent. We can tackle him in front of La Coupole.
Are you all right?
Too many puddings smothered with cream. I feel like Billy Bunter.
Can you see De La Fosse?
No. Oh. Never mind. Dear Lorne is right. We have a show to do. On present form, I won't be able to fit into my Act One dressing gown.
Lorne, have you spoken to the manager? What is going on?
Bidibi a bonbon. Not as good as Peter Pan, but three times as popular.
How are we supposed to rehearse over this? My throat feels like sandpaper.
The manager says he's positive he told you about the children's matinee.
Had he told me about the matinee, is it likely I would have scheduled a run-through at the same time?
I explained that to him. He is a master of the Gallic shrug.
I'll Gallic shrug him. Where is he?
No. Lorne.
What are all these children doing here?
There's been a mix-up in the schedules. Perhaps you could sort it out before Noel assaults the manager.
Of course. Noel, I've heard something this morning about Zuzu's murder.
What?
I was at Ransom Beauregard's studio for my trombone lesson. There was a group of musicians in the kitchen, and they were talking about this colleague of theirs who's disappeared. He plays tenor sax, and they were all saying it was because his nana had been 2-8. His girlfriend had been killed, and how he was so jealous, he was probably the killer.
Sounds like a classic left-bank crime passionnel to me.
Lorne is right.
Lorne is wrong. I said, who was the girl? And they said, it's been in all the papers. Zuzu, the gorgeous mannequin at Balmain's.
Did you get the name of her boyfriend?
Chester Flight. And I've gone one better. I found out the hotel where he's hiding.
Come on.
Noel, what about the rehearsal?
Tell the actors we'll reconvene in the morning. I expect them to be word perfect.
Thank you for agreeing to see us.
Well, Ransom's an old friend of mine. He said Cole saved his life during the war.
Not his life, exactly. Just his jeep.
And I've heard of you, Mr. Coward. You have plays on Broadway.
As often as I can. Cole tells me that Zuzu was your girlfriend.
Did you know Zuzu?
I only saw her once. On the day that she died. She was remarkably lovely.
I would have married her, you know. It would have been stormy weather, but we'd have made it work.
Do you have any idea who might have killed her?
Without meaning any disrespect, sir, what's that to you?
Jeanette Spanier, the directrice of Balmain's, is a very great friend of mine.
I know who Madame Spanier is.
One of the other Balmain mannequins, Monique, is in police custody. She's been counter-accusing another mannequin, Beatrice. I've spoken to both of them.
And?
They lead complicated private lives, which Zuzu knew about. But I'm not sure that they killed her.
You're not sure? So you thought you'd track me down and accuse me?
Your friends are the ones accusing you, Mr. Flight.
My friends? Which friends are those?
They heard you arguing with Zuzu and Shehani the night before the day she was killed. You were warning her not to see another man.
Don't mean a thing. Everyone in Paris heard us fighting. Every single night. That's all we did. Fight. Make love, have a sandwich, fight some more.
In that case, why are you hiding?
If I was back home, it'd be open and shut. A Negro man telling a white woman that he'd kill her if she two-timed him. Not whispering in her ear, shouting at her in a crowded nightclub. That man will be hunted down for sure. Dead before midnight.
Fortunately, we are in Paris.
Paris. Paris is more subtle. They love our music. Our exoticism. But if it was a choice between me, say, and some well-connected Paris hustler.
Jean-Marc Delafosse.
He a friend of yours?
On the contrary, I hear nothing but vile things about him. Was he the man you warned Zuzu about?
Zuzu liked to play at being bohemian. Rooms like this with nothing but a table and a bed. One meal a day if you're doing well. But it only works if your dad is rich or you're a real artist.
Delafosse was willing to spoil her.
To ruin her. That's what he specializes in. Finding happy people and wrecking their lives.
Who do you think killed Zuzu?
Would you like a glass of water?
No, I'm fine. Who do you think killed her?
I tell you this, Mr. Coward. The afternoon she was shot, I was on the Rue Francis Premier. I wanted to talk to Zuzu. I hadn't gone there to harm her. I needed to get things straight between us.
I believe you.
I went round the back of Bellman's. There was a car there. Delafosse in the driving seat, talking to another man.
Did he see you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. I went back to my room after that without seeing Zuzu. Not much of an alibi.
Thank you for speaking to us.
Be careful of Delafosse. If he thinks you're after him, well, let's put it this way. He don't give a damn about Broadway.
What do you think now? Do you believe Chester's story?
It all sounded extremely plausible. But why would Jean-Marc Delafosse wish to kill Zuzu?
Maybe she turned him down.
She doesn't sound like the kind of girl who'd turn anything down.
No?
The street seems to be doing a Viennese waltz. Better find us a taxi.
Madame Spanier, is he all right?
He'll be fine. He needs a week of complete bed rest. We found him a private room with a view.
We'll have to postpone the opening, which won't be such a bad thing.
You'll have to. I'm afraid he's lost his voice.
No, without a voice. Unimaginable.
Paul Emile thinks it's nervous strain.
I'm not surprised. Cramming in all those French words, dining out every night, and traipsing around town, playing at Sherlock Holmes.
I'm grateful to him. Noel has been a lot more effective than the Homicide Bureau.
It was high time. He wrote up a crisp report of his findings for the Homicide Bureau and concentrated on rehearsals. Oh, Cole, how is he?
Lorne, he's fine. Nancy Mitford sent over a proof copy of Love in a Cold Climate. The Coopers left a basket filled with lobster pate and champagne. Elsa Maxwell came by with a talking minor bird.
But Paul Emile said its talk was so filthy it would distract the nurses.
A week of complete bed rest. He'll be lucky if he finds 5 minutes.
Ah, I've made a sign for his door. Visitor interdit. Absolutely no visitors.
Is that likely to stop Coco Chanel?
You're right. What's the French for highly contagious?
Though you've been around a lot, and danced a lot, and laughed a lot, you don't know Paris.
You're awake, Monsieur Coward. You see, I know who you are. Don't bother to ring the bell. The nurses are otherwise engaged. I have seen to that. Besides, I'm quite comfortable in this chair. In case we're interrupted, I shall come straight to the point. Stop it. If you do not stop it, mon vieux, I will be compelled to stop you. No, no, don't try to speak. You'll wreck your equipment. You've spoken to them all, haven't you? Some advice, mon vieux, from a fellow pro. Stop it. I miss Monique. Do you find that strange? I miss her saltiness. I do not miss Zuzu. Why should I? Zuzu was becoming a nuisance, alienating Monique, alerting Lady Beatrice to the work Claude was doing for me, taunting the Negro with our affair, when she knows how much I abhor Scandal! Zuzu had the goods on everyone. She even tried to get the goods on me. I gave commands. Then all smiles stopped together. Would you care to know how I did it? Look at me. I am not a negligible man. Even the great Delafosse cannot creep into a fashion house in broad daylight and commit murder. Everyone talks about beauty in art, the ballet, the symphony, even the theatre, but the beauty of the hired assassin, mon vieux, the anonymous delivery man, with a clipboard in his hand and a cigarette behind his ear. So, you see, you have been wasting your voice. They were free, Monique, you know. I have an old colleague at the prefecture. He owes me a favor. When they let her go, I will give them the Negro. Ah, but I forgot. This is what you English come to Paris for. Intrigue, passion, a whiff of the demonic. Happy to oblige, mon vieux. Take care of that throat.
Take care of that throat.
You seem to be speaking in blank verse.
The beauty of the hired assassin. A whiff of the demonic.
I have a well-trained memory for dialogue, Lorne.
And he quoted Browning.
Two lines from my last Duchess, word perfect.
Are you sure you didn't dream the whole thing?
Positive.
It must have been the injections poor Emile gave you. They made you hallucinate a French gangster in a fedora talking purple prose.
What I saw was a real French gangster in a fedora gloating to me about how he'd murdered Zuzu.
Then you must go to the police.
They'd be even more sceptical than you are.
Well, you can't go trailing around the vice dens of Paris in search of evidence. You'll make yourself ill again.
I must warn Chester Flight. Delafosse intends to pin Zuzu's murder on him.
Fine, but stop there. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in a locked room somewhere, held at gunpoint.
That has only happened to me on two occasions in my life. Both times I managed to extricate myself.
Only after your friends had managed to locate you and break down the door.
Who has just solved the mystery of Zuzu's murder?
The murderer is still at large.
What was I supposed to do? Smother him to death with lobster pate?
You're lucky he didn't smother you.
Oh, let's go in. It looks like rain.
One more turn round the park.
Do I still look podgy?
Let's make it two more turns.
The audience seem to be enjoying themselves.
The play hasn't started yet.
Oh, there's Jeanette. Oh.
Lorne, the dress is a triumph. Balmain was just asking me who you were.
Please tell Monsieur Balmain that I'm endeavouring to be the sort of person who would wear it.
It's been a good day at Balmain's. The police have released Monique without charge.
Will she go back to modelling?
She wants to find somewhere quiet in the country.
Assuming you know who will leave her alone.
Oh, no one's seen Delafosse in weeks. How's Noel?
Incredibly calm.
Is that a good sign?
Not necessarily.
What was all the commotion in the foyer?
It was Jean Cocteau. He was explaining that he wouldn't sit in row M, not even for the resurrection.
Did they find him another seat?
They put him in row D, next to Mrs. Coward. She's telling him about the Blitz. He's riveted.
We're off.
Come on, Papa. Bring home the bacon.
See you in the interval.
Vous voulez vraiment savoir ce que je suis sous mon brillant vernis? Eh bien, voici. Je suis profondément honnête. Quand je suis au pied du mur, je dis la vérité, et la vérité en cet instant est que je vous vois, Yolande. Je vois ce que vous cherchez. Je vois au travers de chaque petit stratagème. Eh bien, passez votre chemin. Laissez-moi tranquille.
What do you think, Mum?
Mel's marvellous.
Audience a bit restless.
I wonder whether they realise it's a comedy.
I'm going round.
Come.
Seems to be going well.
Most chic, smart, glamorous and truly bloody awful first night audience I've ever played to.
Jeanette says we've got the gratin in tonight, the real Paris upper crust.
Thick and indigestible.
A message from Graham. He's missed the boat train. He'll be here at midnight.
Just as well, really.
You're doing brilliantly.
I'm ploughing through it.
Do you need anything?
A holiday in Jamaica.
Right then. Two acts down, one to go.
Do you swear to it? Go away, Curly. I'll be fine.
Stay where you are, Morphew.
May I dry my hands?
By all means, dry your hands. My favourite toy. It allows me to liquidate you right where you're standing. Nobody will hear a thing.
It goes fut.
What?
It's not important. What do you want?
You have been very silly, Monsieur Coward. You have ignored my advice.
I never had any intention of taking your advice.
You warned the Negro. He has left Paris.
Good for him. Would you like a cigarette?
Stay where you are.
Before you blow my head off, I would like to have a cigarette.
Here.
Thank you. I don't suppose you would trust me with a lighter?
You are remarkably calm, mon vieux.
Ah, that is the English manner. We don't see the point in gibbering.
Why are you smiling?
I just remembered something my secretary said. She's going to kill me, assuming you don't kill me first.
I intend to kill you very soon.
Are you aware that I'm due back on stage in 4 minutes, in front of an audience comprised entirely of duchesses, fashion designers, ambassadors, an ex-king of England, Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt, and my mother? They will find it very curious if I fail to reappear.
They're not enjoying the play, you know.
Have you been watching it?
Too much exposition.
These days, everyone is a critic.
Finish the cigarette, mon vieux.
I was wrong about you.
Meaning?
I had you down for a ruthless businessman, not a psychopath.
Shut up!
There you are. Shut up is just the sort of rejoinder I'd expect from a man who's incapable of weighing up his options.
I am perfectly rational.
Indeed.
Your insolence is sublime, mon vieux.
Granted, I've annoyed you by meddling in your masterly... What was the word you used? Liquidation of Zuzu.
When people become inconvenient, I must rid myself of them.
Now, that's a sound business principle. What's not so sound is risking your own life by confronting me backstage during one of the most glamorous openings of the season.
You English, pathologically superior.
At this moment in history, we have rather a lot to be proud of.
Impressive last words. What a pity that no one will record them.
No?
You could still get away, you know.
No. Are you all right?
Be with you in a tick, Coley. Put the gun down. We'll go out together. You'll be fine. I'll escort you to the stage door.
I have a better plan. It will be me that shall escort you, mon vieux.
No.
Monsieur Delafosse was just leaving.
Hands up, both of you.
He's dead.
Who was that?
I've never seen him before.
I'll tell the house manager to make an announcement.
Nonsense. I'm fine. Although I have never understood why the show must go on.
You're very fluent.
All right, Cole has proved his point. He can play that absurd instrument.
Don't worry, I shan't run off and join a jazz band.
Even so, I think it's time you stopped being my valet. From now on, Cole, you are my secretary.
What about Lorne?
I knew this dress was a prelude to dismissal.
Cole shall be my secretary and Lorne shall be my, London representative.
Won't that confuse outsiders?
A little confusion never hurt anybody.
Like the Delafoss affair. Who killed him?
The police thought it was Chester Flight.
Fortunately, Cole and I could both testify that the assassin was White.
How did he know that Delafoss was in your dressing room?
He must have followed him.
A genuinely existentialist murder. Random and meaningless.
Hardly meaningless.
The world is a cleaner place without Delafoss.
Yeah, I hear. Why do I feel that life will be sedate, uneventful, and entirely predictable from now on?
Nervous exhaustion.
Wishful thinking.
Too much brandy.
We've survived the war. Now we must fight the peace. Graham.
Life has suddenly recovered its flavor.
Come in. You won't believe what we've been up to. I thought I'd buy Lorne a decent couture dress. Of course, she fought like a steer, but I dragged her to Balmain's, where darling Jeanette backed me up 100%. And there were these three mannequins. Marlena's looks, Nijinsky's grace, phenomenal. I am not exaggerating. You will not believe what happened next.
Parisian tear, your spirits at zero. Divinely forlorn, with exquisites gone from sunset to dawn.
In A Bullet at Balmain's, a Noel Coward murder mystery by Marcy Kahan, Noel Coward was played by Malcolm Sinclair. His devoted secretary, Lorne Lorraine, was played by Eleanor Bronn. His devoted valet, Cole Leslie, by Tam Williams, who also played trombone. And his devoted friend, Jeanette Spanier, by Linda Marlowe. Jean-Marc Delafosse was played by William Hootkins, Beatrice by Jamie Barbakoff, Monique by Susie Kane, Chester Flight by Everil Walsh, and the Vendeurs by Francis Jeter. The director was Ned Shaye.
As soon as the clock goes.